Well, we're going to switch our focus now to the European Union. Dr. Rob Congdon is the man who covers that part of the world for us and all the activities that those 27 member states are involved in, because it is a precursor to a prophetic scenario that's found in God's Word. Rob, let's get to the news that we need to be covering. Talk to me, first of all, about how the European Union has been going after the activities that are taking place in Jerusalem, in particular on the Temple Mount. And, of course, the European Union seems to always side with the Palestinians in any argument that there may be between the Israelis and the Palestinians. But it looks like it may have backfired on them. The European Union seemingly backed the Jewish right to pray on the Temple Mount. What are your thoughts about what they have been saying?
Well, it's very interesting. Of course, the High Representative, or what we would call Secretary of State, Catherine Ashton, was siding with the Palestinians recently, and there was an incident that involved a sharif of a Muslim leader who wanted to pray up on the Temple Mount, and there was some confusion. And so she wanted to state and make it clear that they had every right up there on the Temple Mount to pray, etc. And so she said that all people should have access to the Jewish Temple Mount. Religious freedom was important in Jerusalem, and she used the term all denominations should have that freedom. Well, what she didn't realize or didn't think about is, to her denominations and her British background, she thinks of Protestant churches. But the way she stated it, she said to all peoples and all denominations, it opened up to the Jewish people. Basically, she supports, knowingly or unknowingly, the freedom of Jewish people to pray on the Temple Mount. And so, obviously, if they play this up, it says that here a world leader, if you will, has supported their right to be up on the Temple Mount to pray, which until now they've been stopped countless times and prohibited. So she may have blundered. I think she did. I don't think she thought it through. But it became an official statement of the EU, if you will, from her.
Wow, the Lord has his ways in accomplishing his will. Well, I can tell you, I've already talked to some of the Jewish activists who are involved in trying to go up onto the Temple Mount and have opportunity to pray. They're very pleased with how it worked out. Of course, as you, I do believe she did not mean to say what she actually did say. Well, what about Scotland? Now, Scotland has, the Church of Scotland has issued a statement about the Jewish people, and really it was kind of a derogatory statement, somewhat of a Freudian slip probably, as they're concerned, and I understand they've really retracted the statement.
That's right. They've removed it from the websites very quickly once it dawned on them what they had done, and once pressure from various Jewish and Israeli groups rose to counter it. What it did is the Church of Scotland basically got involved, and they've always been involved, in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and they issued this report that basically said that Israel doesn't really have a right to the land at all, that in reality it has all changed, and the significance of the report, aside from just denying Israel's need or reason to exist in the land, and it was really theological. They've been involved in politics, so they decided to take a theological attack and show from the Bible and the book of Jonah and other books that those Israelis are Jewish people of the past. They were a different group. This group has no right in Israel, and basically indirectly support anybody who wants to remove them from the land. The argument is an age-old argument. It's replacement theology. It is saying that God has replaced the Jewish people with the Church, in this case the Church of Scotland, and all what they would call Protestant believers today is the ongoing Israel. Therefore, there is no physical land, no future promises. They deny all of that, and now they're using that argument in the politics of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Rob, does this not give us evidence that replacement theology is from the devil, basically? I mean, it is totally anti-biblical and, of course, anti-Jewish.
Oh, absolutely. And what it is replacement theology is Satan's tool that he is using to try to prevent the Jewish people from being in the land. If he can do that, prevent the return of Christ. What is significant to me is not only that the Church of Scotland did this, It's reflecting a whole movement through Christianity, and we're talking conservative, Bible-believing Christianity today, to slowly be pulled into replacement theology. One of the ways is New Calvinism is bringing it into the churches in their teaching. And so it's a very dangerous movement for we who care about Israel, we who care about the Scriptures and the prophecies of the Scriptures and the coming kingdom. And so this is one more sign of what's moving. But we need to be aware of it. It's not just in Scotland. It is rapidly moving through our churches here in the United States.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's take it a step further. If a church, a good fundamental Bible-believing church, does not teach eschatology, of course, Bible prophecy is what we're talking about, eschatology, the big word for what's going to happen in the end times, if they don't teach Bible prophecy in their churches, are they not, by practice, being part of this movement of replacement theology?
They really are by, you know, ignorance allows many things to happen or not knowing information. If they don't recognize the signs early on in the church, and we have worked with many churches, many individuals, and I can say this now with real confidence, if you don't catch it early on, you may never get rid of it out of your church, and it ultimately may totally change your whole church's viewpoint of the Scriptures, the authority of Scriptures, and ultimately, and this is a grave concern to me, changes your view of what salvation really is. And so we're not talking just Israel here, but as important as that is, we're talking ultimately it defeats the authority of the Scriptures and our God of the Bible, and therefore turns them away from understanding true eternal salvation through Christ.
Well, the church is involved in so many ways with making decisions and helping people, congregants in those churches, to make decisions about tomorrow. And if they don't understand what is going to happen tomorrow from Bible prophecy, they are put in a position to make wrong decisions, would you not say?
Oh, absolutely. And sadly, not only to make the wrong decisions, but to support the wrong people. And ultimately, it will affect our government's political world as well as the spiritual lives of the Christians throughout our country.
Rob, would you say you're not only a man who can look at the European Union, and there's really not that much news going on in the European Union, so I just wanted to dwell on this subject because I know this is a part of your ministry as well, and that's what you'll be speaking on when you're in churches, how the church today is going away from biblical truth, the foundations of what the Lord is laying out for us to understand about the end times. But is this not a sign of the end times, that we're in that period of time when Jesus will return, because the Bible talks so much about those who will deny his second coming, basically, maybe because of ignorance, but basically because it's not being taught?
Absolutely. It's not being taught. Our job is to show the early warning signs, if you will, to churches and individuals so they can recognize that what is coming in is a form of godliness, but it denies the power of God himself. And so we're trying to alert people. And that's what your ministry is, my ministry. We're teaching the Scriptures so people can recognize when they hear what is wrong, what is coming from Satan and other groups, they can respond and fight it correctly, biblically, contend it, not contentiously, but contend for the faith, as Jude warned us to do. And it certainly is, in my view, one of the major signs showing the setting of the stage for the second coming, for the rapture, and then the second coming of our Lord.
Dr. Rob Congdon, you understand he knows politics as it relates to the European Union, but he is also a student and a teacher of Bible prophecy. Well, we did talk about some of the activities going on in Europe, and that's what Rob Congdon will be dealing with in Michigan. If you are in that area that Rob was talking about, make sure you go by and visit him there as he teaches in his ministry on Bible prophecy as well. Rob, thank you so very much. Some very important insight that you've given us. We appreciate it. Have a good meeting. We'll talk again next week.
Okay, thank you always for the opportunity. May the Lord bless you and guide everybody who's listening now.